Hello, everybody. My name is Ron, and this is Ron's Gadget Talk for, I kind of lost count, Saturday, the 26th of December, 2020. And obviously, this is kind of like our last episode of 2020, as it is. So yeah, we could talk a whole lot about new stuff coming out, or new stuff that's already out that we could talk about. Let's just take a look back at this extraordinary year, 2020, which has been quite the year that I think nobody saw coming. I think if we knew the mania that was 2020, I think we'd probably, I don't know, we'd try to skip it. We'd try to put all the money in the world. We'd just try to skip it. Oh well, hey, you know, in life, you know, you just gotta go through so much. Maybe sometimes, you know, I mean, years like 2020 can exist. Extraordinary times like this do come. It brings the best of us out. The best of humanity comes out in a big way, I think, that nobody saw coming. So it's just banana, really. It's just bananas. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. If there was a way for me to describe, if there's one word to ever describe this past year, it was bananas. But really, it was truly bananas. Because honestly, I think we need to like kind of do like a throwback, like kind of let's just go through every single thing that's happened this past year, and I think you just get an idea of what I'm talking about. So let's just, all right, first thing, we're just going to take it casual. We're not really going to go through a lot of new stories or stuff. We're not going to talk about new devices. We're obviously just going to chit chat a bit, and kind of so it'll be a little bit of a short episode today. So, you know, just kick back, just get something to eat or drink, and just listen to this. It'll be interesting. So given what we've been going through the last couple of years, we just thought that 2020 was it. This was the year when things were just going to get a whole lot better. Everything around us was going to get better. I think we started this year out with the hope that it was just going to be a much better year in general to kind of enjoy. And so finally, we'd have a relief, sort of. I mean, I think a lot of things were just coming ahead to us. It was just going to get better, really. So January came CES, and there were a lot of good things coming out of CES. There were TVs that basically, if you can have one-by-one frames and you pop it together and make a bigger display. You had, I mean, OnePlus had a concept. I mean, it was just looking promising. And then obviously Razer had that mini computer. I think covered on my Instagram. I'll go back and repost it as a throwback. Like, had a little computer that if you just put 2-3 parts, you can create a little computer in a few seconds. You just had to bring your own graphics card and stuff. It was just amazing what kind of technology we had. And then everything was just going perfect. We had the S20 series that came out, I think, in February. In February, the S20 series came out. And everything was going all great. And then, obviously, then came March. Let me find the exact date. I mean, this was significant. I think this was when the world completely changed. March 11th, 2020 was a day when the World Health Organization, its head specifically, declared the coronavirus a global pandemic. And then since then, the world has completely been upended. I think the world's went upside down. I think if there was a word to describe really kind of the reaction, I think, so the impact, I think it's the whole world completely, I think if you look at the whole wide world, every single thing around us, I think except only now in Antarctica, the pandemic has reached, there's like a few cases in Antarctica, only now, in December 2020, but outside of that really, I think the whole wide world, every single thing, every single person has completely been flipped upside down. Obviously, if there's someone who hasn't really felt the effects of this thing, this Rona, as I like to say, I probably think he's come from Mars. Anyways, the coronavirus pandemic has transformed everything, especially the technology world and sort of the hardware business, sort of the world of gadgets, or the smartphone world. Obviously, I think the coronavirus pandemic has kind of been, before it was declared a global pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic, or you could say COVID-19, there are a lot of ways to say this, it's kind of, that's the confusing part here. COVID-19 was already kind of affecting the tech world, was adding some uncertainty, so much so That the during in late usually in late February, the Mobile World Congress event used to ha would happen in Barcelona, Spain. This year, it was probably the first time in a long time the event got cancelled because of the possible risk of spreading coronavirus. That was a problem because, you know, obviously a lot of exhibitors and a lot of visitors were from China, and over there were a lot of cases of COVID-19. And so there was like this very high risk that it could be a super spreader. So obviously the event, the organizers cancelled it completely, sort of. So it got postponed and got cancelled. And then afterwards, slowly, I mean, and then March came and then the whole world went upside down. So that was the thing about it. I think everything about the world in general, how things worked, how things were done, how people met and interacted, how technology was used, how technology was brought into the world, how devices were shown off. I think the whole process of devices, the way they were sold, it just changed overnight. It just changed in a fortnight, if you could say it that way. Not even overnight. I think more realistically, in a fortnight. I think since March, we haven't had that. We haven't. So you talk about device event. We talk about launch events. Let's bring launch events as an example of the impact of COVID-19 on tech, on gadget geeks like us. Launch events used to be the most. I think the most. Like I think, launch events used to be probably the most iconic, or the most sort of. You could say the most iconic part of a device's launch, a smartphone launching, where there would be an event around it. You know, the folks from the brand, obviously the makers, obviously come on stage and they talk about the phone. There's a large audience behind it. There's the cheering and clapping, and then there's the stuff that comes with it. You know, it's a whole mood, it's a whole vibe in and of itself. This year, it was kind of special in the sense that we hadn't had any launch events. They all go on virtual. So essentially, live streams, and really highly edited live streams. Essentially, people coming in highly scripted presentations, event presentations, and so people talked about the new devices and all the features. Apple and Samsung were quite elaborate. Apple, I think, was above and beyond. If they couldn't do an event in person, and that was big and a lot of people and obviously clapping and the reaction. They did a really impressive. They did not one, but three, or I'd say four events virtually, not even in person, virtually. I mean, the WWDC DC conference and subsequently the three other sort of events, sort of for all their new devices, from the newer i from the new iPhones to the new Macs, they're all done virtually, and I think it was quite symbolic of a different world. I think it was the I mean. It's a new normal, kind of, you know. Now we have these events. I think, and also, but obviously, launch event, tech launch events, you know, gadget launch events are one kind of type of events that have been impacted. You know, corporate meetings, the way we've worked, the way we studied, that has completely changed in a fortnight, I'd say. The whole trend of remote working and remote learning, and that's become a trend, you know, if you think about it. So. Essentially, if you look at the tech world in general, I mean, and also, then you had things like the fact that on top of obviously virtual launches. Okay, yes. Kind of was losing myself. I don't know what was our talk. Where was that? You know, the thing with recording it and obviously taking cut, like just stopping in between. Like you kind of forget what to say. So yeah, it's your boy kind of can being a bit candid. But yeah, as I said. But it's not just product launches, but there's also conferences, concerts, events. I mean, you know, gatherings like those have been shook. I think the whole social gatherings thing, conferences, events, you know, and MICE, which essentially is meetings, incentives, conferences, and exhibitions, this whole kind of, you know, sector, that's completely been you know, like movie theater, or you could say cinemas, you know, cinemas, whoop, concerts, whoop, physical stores, whoop. So they've completely been gobbled up essentially overnight, you know, literally. I mean, you don't have events to go to, but you're doing them virtual. But also, I think virtual events have had their blessing, I'd say, in disguise. There are a lot of things. I think we can nag about the fact that X and Y and Z amount of people have died. X and Y and Z amount of people have lost their jobs. X and Y and Z amount of this and that has happened. X and Y and Z has been disrupted. X and Y and Z has happened. But I think we forgot to mention a lot of the blessings in disguise. Remote working has, I think, you look at the technology industry in general, you know, startups and stuff, the perks of remote working is you can build cutting-edge technology, go on stealth mode, where you could literally be sitting in a small town nearby Colorado, or even in or be on or be in I don't know or be on the Canary Islands, or I don't know, be really on in a beautiful village in Turkey, or I don't know, or just go to Dubai sort of and sit against the skyscrapers and build cutting-edge technology. You'd have to sit in that you'd normally have to sit in a coffee shop in San Francisco, and obviously you didn't have much money for a place to sit and code. But when you obviously go elsewhere to do remote working, you can afford a home, you can afford to rent and stuff. And so in the technology business, I think one lasting legacy of the pandemic will obviously be remote working, the fact that you can build cutting edge technology, or you can run out and build cutting edge products, or just really good businesses, but you don't have to literally be dead smack in the middle of in the middle of what's that street in San Francisco? Don't have the middle of Market Square or Wall Street to make those products. You could literally be in what for some people is a holiday home, but you could be making millions. And so that's gonna that's so that that, that is, I believe I'd say that that's the new world order. But yeah, sadly, that has affected office and office spaces, or the whole ability for office spaces to be a thing. I mean, if you're a landlord of corporate, you know, in corporate and commercial spaces, you're in a horrible position right now. You probably have to spread your investment portfolio now. But yeah, I mean, but also, remote working has been amazing, and then obviously, remote learning hasn't had that much of a success because, you know, there's the communication gap and lag and stuff. But that's, I think, the negative really. But the remote working part is exciting. Work from home. Now you can work from home, and essentially, you could do a lot more from your bed, really, and you can change the world, and I think that's lovely. All right, aside from nagging, really, and talking quite loudly and cranking your ears, I mean, you could just turn it down if you want, really. I mean, it doesn't even matter, really. But when it comes to events, really, I think the beautiful part about virtual event, beautiful? Okay. Beautiful part about virtual events is that you can just attend them, you can just log into them. You don't have to worry about getting to the event or traveling long distances, or you know, or obviously if you're the organizer yourself, you can just have everyone right then and there to have a good internet connection. Now the only thing between you and them, sounds between you and them, is basically an internet connection. If you got a computer or a phone or and Wi-Fi, you just get to the event already. You don't have to get up and travel long distances. And I think there's a creature comfort with virtual events. And I think they'll be around like remote working. They'll be with us for a while. Even if the world does just completely come back to normal, I think you, I mean, is that this one, these two creature comforts along with e-commerce, they'll be there. They're here to stay. That's the thing. They're here to stay. And I think there's nothing stopping them from. I think no one can say no to it. It's such instant gratification. Who could say no to all this? To just work from home, just attend any event really, and don't have to go anywhere really, and just shop online and stuff is at your door. You don't have to do much. You don't have to travel for long distances. Man, I can think of just the amount of miles you've saved off the car, and that's the thing really, with the sort of from the f with the from home revolution really, I'd say, you know, that's the thing. So yeah, as I said, then you had obviously with all this transformation you've had, and then you had like lots of lockdown. Obviously, around most parts of the world just went straight into lockdown after this, because just the cases just kept going up and up and up and up. And I think obviously there's no way that you could do events or even conferences or obviously launch products or even sell products in stores, because in some parts of the world, some places, you know, stores were open, but they're all like essential goods, you know, like you can get your groceries and stuff, things you need to live. I mean, you don't want to walk into an Apple store buying an iPhone when you have the risk of getting sick. Who wants to buy an iPhone in that period? Speaking of shopping, I think another impact is e-commerce. Everything just went online shopping and online food ordering. That blew up completely. Last couple of years, we've all been kind of getting used to shopping online and ordering food online, but I think this year was when we just were like, okay, there's no choice. We are online. I know myself, I can feel it for myself. This past year was interesting. We didn't used to buy that much online or obviously use food ordering apps and stuff, but this year was just peak. I mean, this was the peak of it, really. We ordered so much online, and I mean, but the best part just kept coming at the door really quickly, even after obviously a bunch of calls and stuff. So we're talking about a whole bunch of people just suddenly catapulted to ordering online overnight. I mean, obviously, Amazon CEO stonks. You get the meme if you know what I'm talking about. So that's the thing, really. So we all just went on online shopping and stuff, and I think that's just insane. I mean, it just unlocked the value of so many. It just added more value to. Okay, physical retail is dead almost. Now e-commerce is king. I mean, it kind of follows what I tend to say, and I think I said this before in a previous episode, and that is that, like, money in one place, really. I mean, money, it's like, it's money is like, and I think of money, I don't know how you think about it. It's like energy, really. Remember how there's a theory for energy? Energy is not created, or the energy of, okay, I'm trying to remember a bit of physics, really. It's been a while. The theory of conservation of energy, the theory of conservation of monetary gains. It's a bit like the theory of conservation of energy. Energy is not created or destroyed. It moves from one form to another. And if you think of money as a kind of energy, it just transcended from one place to another. And I kind of always think about that. I don't sit there going like, oh my God, Kodak went bankrupt. Oh my God, Kodak went bankrupt. Like money gone, bush, bish bash boom. No, sorry, sir, no. Is this that people wanted digital cameras, people wanted cameras, and you connected the computer, it just moved files straight away. You didn't want to keep using film cartridges, and people had money to spend on it, and obviously stock valuations, and you do the mathematics, and then you realize Nikon and Canon made a whole lot of sense, and then people bought more Canon and Nikon cameras, and the money that usually would go to Kodak, and obviously Kodak stock price, it just dropped, and then obviously spending on Kodak stuff just dropped. And so really, money is like energy, really. If you ever ponder it hard enough, it's pretty deep stuff. It's deep philosophical thinking. I feel like money is like energy, really. It's not created or destroyed. Money is never destroyed. It's never destroyed. Yes, you make it and you lose it, but you don't destroy it. And you don't add it. You don't create it. It's not like energy. You create it all of a sudden. It just comes from somewhere. If you think about it, I think it's quite a deep philosophy to think about. It's a deep philosophical thing to think about, that money is like energy, really. You don't just lose money. I mean, it just goes away to somebody. You just give it off. You don't preserve it and make more of it, or turn it into even more money, or kind of, grow its value. When I talk, how people talk about how to turn $1,000 into $1 million? It's more like a game of valuation. It's like trying to add more value to the money. Anyways, pretty diabolically deep stuff. But yeah, it's just like the real money, the real juicy money, the value that was there, the value game, value proposition of physical retail just kind of, whizzed off, kind of. It's like this, it's like a enemy, sort of, not to mention the gaming meme, giant enemy crab. Okay, anyway, sorry. just whisked off like Thanos, really. It just whooshed off, Is this, I mean, that's the thing. And then e-commerce kind of got all the power in its hands because it was really the more viable option. You just shopped online and it was easy. So that was one part of the world that really just shook completely. Then obviously, the next couple of months you had lockdowns, and then obviously the world reopened slightly in the summer, and then obviously cases shot back up in the autumn. And then obviously then a whole couple of bunch of lockdowns happened, second wave as they call it, and now you have vaccines, and then obviously the vaccines got approved, and I think thank God for that. I mean, just a whole nother year and I think we'll be completely back to normal. But there's some things that'll just stick around with us, like remote working and really and we won't really be traveling for much really until everything completely is back to normal. I mean, what we've And also, not to mention the countless losses, bankruptcies, debts, like everything that is a loss. I mean, like I don't know, it's just life really, you win sometimes, you lose. You give some, you take some. And I think you can't just sit there going like, no, mom, this is not fair. It was my money. I mean, why did I lose my job? It was my job, mom. Don't be so insensitive. But no, really, they say, like if life gave you lemons, you just make lemonade out of it. That's the thing really. So if you, I mean, in quite a unique retrospective, I think it's been a hard, tough year. But obviously in terms of technology, we've had like lots of things that have come out. Obviously early January, February, we had the Samsung Galaxy S20 come out, the Z Flip, like lots of stuff from CES, and then obviously slowly afterwards, you had the OnePlus 8 come out. OnePlus 8 series was just phenomenal itself, and obviously in this pandemic time, it was interesting for it to come out. Obviously, by the time it kind of entered the market, obviously the world got a little bit better. Lockdowns were lifted in China, though. Obviously, China came out of the pandemic strong. And completely back to normal, back to square one, really. And so you had a whole flurry of devices come out, and I think that helped big time. And then obviously, you had, and then obviously, you had, and then afterwards, you had a whole bunch of other phones come out. I mean, Huawei had their stuff, they came out. I think it was the P40. But obviously, the whole situation Huawei meant the P40 was we kind of forgot about it until that. Now I look back at it, it looked nice, but man, there was a P40? Wow, man, how much I forgot about Huawei. That's phenomenal. Oh well, so that was interesting to say the least, with what you had here, and then, I mean, and then afterwards, every other month we had probably had a whole bunch of new phones come out and stuff, obviously. I was just, I think you could say in my own, I mean, it was just, I think lockdown happened, I kind of started slacking big time. So lots of things came out. You had, I think the PS5 was like announced, I think in that couple of months. Anyways, so then came June. That was when Apple did its WWDC event amidst the lockdowns and everything. And then they announced that they were moving to Apple Silicon, and I think that was a big news back then because that really signified that Apple was looking to really, move their computers forward. It wasn't obviously until later in the year we really saw the big change, as it is with what we have here. Moving to Apple Silicon was quite symbolic, to say the least. Then, as I said, obviously more devices obviously kept coming out. I can't remember what came out in June, or. Or before that, I believe, but yeah, and then you had I think it was just the fact the whole world was shook. So me not remembering many things coming out, that was interesting, but yeah, but I think what I think with all the lockdowns and obviously working from home and studying from and home learning, it's caused a lot of device sales of devices, so different segments of devices like the sales going up, like peripherals. And computer webcams, laptops, computers, they did the sales shot up. I think I talked about it previously. Sales for laptops shot up due to the pandemic. And it was interesting what we had here. And then obviously July, my then we started doing this podcast in July. Shocker, shocker. So that was significant, and then obviously on top of all that, then the OnePlus Nord came out. Then from there, obviously tons of devices is coming out every other week. The Mi 10 Ultra, then you had the Note 20 series, and the Z Fold 2. And then, okay, now because I started my podcast, haha, now I can start remembering what how many devices came out. That was a real good time afterwards. Then that was when so much good stuff started to come out. Then obviously you had all these phones come out, and then came September. Apple launched new Apple Watches and iPads, a lot of them kind of, and then October came, and that was when the real heat to the table really came. Mi 10T, OnePlus 8T, the iPhone 12 series, that was symbolic, the first iPhones with 5G, and obviously the Pro line, the iPhone 12 Pro had LiDAR sensors, and that was symbolic. And then you had like lots and lots of devices. I think lots of good phones come out in that time frame. And then I think and that and then obviously November was interesting because the PS5 and the Xbox Series S and X came out, and infamously they sold out completely day one, which was I think talked to the strength of the fact that people got bored at home, and then entertainment just shot up. Everything across the board, really. Workouts, home workouts shot up. Home fitness products shot up. Peloton became famous. This was the year of the Peloton. If you think about fitness, if you're a fitness dude, it was just if you remember 2020, you'll remember Peloton, that little funny Wi-Fi smart bike. You did soul cycle classes on it, which was crazy. And then obviously you had gaming, and gaming blew up. I still remember stories of how at the beginning, switches sold out, and people had a hard time finding su swi Nintendo Switches. And then games like Ring Fit Adventure sold out, which was just crazy, and all that stuff. And then obviously the Apple Silicon M1 Max came out, and that was quite symbolic in and of itself. And then obviously now we've come to December. And then a couple of more things came out, and obviously now we're towards the end of the year, which was interesting in and of itself. And obviously, overall, this past year, you've had, in terms of culture and really the rest of the world in general, this past year, you had the pandemic. I think it dominated all the headlines. Early in the year, there was the wildfires in Australia. That was sad, honestly. And obviously, the wildfires and sort of and with it, climate change. But I think the climate situation as climate change and certain environmental problems have kind of have become not that horrible. It's kind of lowered because of the pandemic. So you had climate change on top of the ballots, on top of sort of the whole set of issues. And obviously you had elections in the US. That was symbolic. And the fact that Joe Biden kind of won by the significant margin, that was eye-opening. I think that spoke to the power of using mail-in ballots and voting from in postal ballots. And then you had Black Lives Matter, the unfortunately tragic killing of George Floyd. That was quite, I don't want to go political, but honestly, that was, I think, Black Lives Matter was like quite a symbolic, it was a watershed moment, really, because I think it was enough, really. So that was that. I think if I remember 2020 on top of coronavirus, there's also this, because it's I think it was like it was just it just re reached its peak, and all that stuff. And then obviously, electric cars too blew up. Electric cars became a thing. Technology just is now at the center of our lives. It's not just like a part of our life or just a thing we do. It's now a part of our life. It's who we are. It's how we connect. It's how we live. It's how we play. It's how we do this and that. Streaming, overtook everything, really. Because you couldn't just couldn't go anywhere, really, because you just had to stream, sort of. So yeah, 2020 was this. This is bananas, really, if you think about it. And it's this was the whole year in a nutshell, if I can remember it, to say the least. So, looking back at it now, I think about it. It's just crazy, It's just. I think one thing we should be completely thankful. We made it. If you made it this far, congratulations. You made it this far into the end of the year. Sadly, so many people died from COVID-19. It just, it kind of makes me cry, frankly. Like, I'm not trying to be, I'm not, I don't want to be fake or sort of over, but it really is this has been, it shook a lot of people. I think, again, it comes back to what I earlier said right now is that earlier, is that this, I think everything and every person has been shook by it. If you weren't, you might be living on Mars, that's for sure. So, yeah, that was 2020, really. So, I forgot 5G. 5G, well, I mean, we were all at home, kind of, so what we could do with 5G? That was 2020, so I think I'll never forget it, honestly. I'll never forget this past year for the rest of my life, for sure. I'll look 7 years later and I'll probably sit there and be like, what did I do in 2020? I mean, oh well. I mean, so it's just crazy, really. So, yeah, as I said, I mean, so if you ask about me personally, how 2020 has been, well, if I described it in essentially, I probably was slacking a bit too much, like probably the last year or two. I mean, I was supposed to get my A levels done this year, but well, next year, that's annoying. I mean, I think I was just completely like, I think it was just like, just I think you could say March to, let's just say June, it was this youp, like completely this free in a fr it was like in a free, like I was a not a free spirit, like a, like a free, I had no idea really. It was this some days probably spending entire like probably all evenings sort of watching YouTube. I don't know, it was just, I don't know, I don't want to say lost, more like slacking around. And then obviously July, obviously, and some online classes kind of finally started happening. That helped to bring everything in shape. Then July, I started the podcast, this podcast, and I think that helped. And ever since then, I think everything's just getting like everything back up to speed, back to where they should be. And I think I might say that I think one good thing of this past year, I'd say, I don't want to be biased, is this show. Doing this thing, obviously, I wanted to do YouTube, or obviously do stream live stream games on Twitch or YouTube itself. That would be lovely, but it's just hard, But then podcast is fun, it's just, I'm, it's just, I like it. I don't know, I love it because you can, you if you talk a lot, a lot, you can kind of put it in for in less than half an hour, more than half an hour in my case. And then basically there are people out there who are bored and they're doing the laundry or they're sleeping, or well, you don't listen to podcasts when you sleep, but obviously when you're about to sleep, your breakfast, you're working, you're getting some work done, or you're doing laundry, driving around, whatever really, you can just listen to me talk about my favorite, just going nerdy, geeky on all the high tech toys around us. And I think that appealed to me a lot. So I think this has been, if there was one good thing to come out of this year, like most folks, this podcast thing of a jing. It's just, I hope it, from here it gets better. And 2021 really hopefully is the year of growth. Hopefully we do crack into the thousands. We do grow our audience and stuff. Guys, if you are listening, someone who probably wants to listen to some other dude talk about phones and stuff, like just for at least a whole half an hour or more. Share it to your friends, really. I think that'd help. So that's probably my personal highlight, I guess. So yeah, that was that, really, So yeah, finally, I mean, now you all be wondering, let's get to the real action, and that is my favorite tech of 2020, the best of 2020, best gadgets of 2020. This is Mom's gadget talk, boys. So, best gadgets of 2020. I think we'd break it down to just like, one half I'd say is just like in phones, and then another is like things like computers and drones and obviously TVs and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, just crack right in. So, my favorite phones in no particular order are the iPhone 12 series. Are the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Pro. The Mini and the Pro Max are kind of overkill in my own opinion, but the iPhone 12 and the iPhone 12 Pro are just phenomenal pieces of technology. I mean, it's incredible what Apple's able to pack in a in a main flagship iPhone for 2020 for such an extraordinary year, cutting edge specs beyond anyone's imagination, super crispy displays for the Pro, if you talk about the Pro, pretty much super crispy displays, triple camera setup along with a LiDAR sensor, 5G connectivity straight off the bat, and overall a really polished high-end device, the iPhone 12. And then the regular iPhone 12, I think with all the fancy bells and whistles of the Pro, it is incredibly impressive what Apple's able to pack here. Obviously, dual sensors on the back, MagSafe charging technology, the design coming back to square one, the regular, so the candy bar design, and I think that it was for durability and just looks. It just looks beautiful in blue or black, and all that stuff. And obviously, 5G connectivity, which I think has been a more pragmatic benefit improvement of the iPhone 12. And obviously, the whole series, as I said, has just been. It's one of the best iPhones in the last couple of years, frankly. I think just having a look at it, it's just a whole lot better than last year. It just when I'm looking at it, honestly, for me, it just kept getting better, really. And then you had, and then the Samsung Galaxy Note 20 Ultra. That thing's a monster. Yeah, give and take, there were some compromises like battery and stuff. And say the screen, and you can give and take, but it's just an absolute work monster. It can absolutely all real big high resolution display, multiple cameras on the back, a pretty big bulge, it just bulges out completely. S Pen, wireless reverse charging included, USB-C. What's not to like with this phone? This could do everything, it could be your only computer in the world if you ever thought this way. And then afterwards, you had the Galaxy Fold 2, Galaxy Z Fold 2. That was such a long confusion. Z Fold 2. Okay, let's keep it simple. Z Fold 2. That was a big. That was really just bananas. It was just. I think it was a dramatically improved phone of 2020. It had some really dramatically improved inside and outside. More durable, it had ultra thin glass already from the Z Flip, improved durability, it could just stand, it could literally just, it could just open it up like a book and just keep it on the side and it would just stand right up without a problem. You just completely open it flat out, doesn't matter. And improved ergonomics, a bigger outer display, inner display, and obviously some of the specs it shared with the Note 20 Ultra, so neck and neck, it's one of the best Android phones of its class and one of the best foldables. It solved a lot of problems with foldable phones in general. It was very expensive, but it was really fancy, and I think it was worth sort of the title. And on top of that, the Mi 10 Ultra, that was bananas. Ultra high refresh rate display, 5G built in without a problem. 120 megapixel camera, 120 watt fast charging. I mean, if you wanted, now that thing, it turned everything up to 11, that's for sure. Well, I mean, the Mi 11's gonna come out, that's gonna turn everything up to 11, but until then, the Mi 10 Ultra is just absolutely screaming all cylinders. Absolutely, I mean, it's all cylinders firing with specs, and I've talked with such enthusiasm. Then on the Xiaomi, if you talk about Xiaomi, then you have the Poco X3. The X3 was is a solid mid-ranger device, competitively priced. Impressive set of specs. I mean, can't go wrong. It's Xiaomi. Aside from the ads, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a Xiaomi. It's a good phone. It's a good brand, frankly. Okay, and I'm kind of speaking impressions because I haven't played around with these devices, so I can't tell you my overall impressions or how they actually are, but they are kind of nice. And then you had the OnePlus Nord and the Pixel 4a, and I think those were genuine budget devices that competed, that obviously offered a whole lot for a whole lot less money. I mean, the OnePlus Nord specifically, I mean, I've talked a whole lot in depth. I think it was one of our longest episodes because we just ran on rambling about it. But it's a genuinely good value for money. Can't wait for more Note phones to come out. That was interesting. There were some disappointing aspects, but really it was just interesting what you'd able to pull off with this device. And then you again, and then you had the Pixel 4a to start with. Oh, and speaking of budget stuff, there's the iPhone SE too. That was really good. That was the 2020 iPhone SE. That was really, really good to say the least. So there were your there you had it. There were some of my favorite phones of 2020. I mean, it's already coming out to be a long episode. So yeah, moving on. All right, let's just talk about our kind of favorite gadgets of 2020. First is some TV stuff. Obviously, this year I've seen some like really good displays and TVs from brands like obviously LG and Samsung and many more really. I think the TV that was really good, I think it was the Sony and Samsung's 4K panels were really good. Ones with like Samsung's QLEDs and then Sony's is OLEDs. Sony makes OLEDs. That's lovely. And then you have such a high resolution display with such powerful performance and obviously high refresh rate for all those gaming consoles. So, I mean, that was interesting to say the least. And then on top of that, you had, and then you had Google Chromecast with Google TV. And then that was really good, a little TV gadget. I think that was probably the best of the year. I'd argue it's the one that had the most improvement. It was the most dramatic improvement. It'd gone from a device that just basically just played stuff that you sent from your phone to a full-fledged streamer in an upgrade. I think that was the biggest upgrade, and I think that had the most improvement. It was the most improved of everything I'd seen, let's say, this year. And obviously, you cannot, you can't talk about the about. I mean, you talk about your little telly, you can't talk about the new consoles, the next generation consoles, the PS5 and Xbox Series S and X. Those consoles have, I mean, they have upended. I think this and on top of the RTX 3030 series graphics cards have been some big stuff when it comes to gaming and stuff. That have been a big deal. PS5, I think, has just been a powerful console. The fact you can do ray tracing and 4K HDR graphics without a problem. Spider-Man Miles Morales with ray tracing, I think it was a dramatic upgrade from the PS4 version of the same game with ray tracing. So, I mean, I've seen footage of Watch Dogs Legion and Spider-Man Miles Morales. You played without ray tracing. Ah, okay, cool. It's a bit more crispier if you have a 4K TV, but ray tracing, it just changes the game, if you know what I mean. So it just changes the game, if you get where I'm coming from, you know. So that with obviously the fact that this and you know it's obviously become more lower latency because of the HDMI 2.1 standard, obviously. That means that obviously the games are not only crispier but obviously more responsive, which I think has been amazing. Then you have the Xbox consoles. I think the new Xboxes have kind of been sidelined with the fact that Microsoft's able is gonna be able to offer is gonna allow people it's basically gonna allow people to stream Xbox games to any device, and I think that has been a bigger revolution. Project xCloud, as they called it, and now it's part of Game Pass Ultimate. That thing was a bigger deal than the Series S and X. Those consoles have just been amazing, but streaming is a bigger deal, and I think that's like most things around us. So, but the PS5 has been a big deal, and those two things have been sold out, so that's been the crazier part of it all, to say the least. And then, if you talk about audio stuff, I think there's some good stuff that's come out. The HomePod Mini was really good. Then the Amazon Echo 4th generation, along with the Echo Dot, better sound quality. And you talk about the Echo itself, the bigger brother. It had Zigbee built in, which is great for a smart home. And then obviously, it's a bit more smarter and sharper. It processes stuff a whole lot faster. So that's that. And then there was the Sony W Etch 1000X Mark IVs, the newer variant. We talked a little bit about it early on in our show, and that was a spectacular little piece of technology. And then obviously you could not forget about, And then when it comes to cameras, I can remember the Sony ZV-1, that was really good. Like, fact that Sony built a whole little camera for vloggers, that was really good. And then there was the A7S Mark III, the third generation of Alpha cameras, sort of, the A7S, and then God knows which camera. I mean, I kind of forgot, lost track really. And then on top of that, you had, and then on top of all that, you had, I'm just kind of lost really now. Oh yeah, and there's the computers. And then the MacBook Air with the M1 chip. That just made it a good value for money in general. I mean, it's just incredible looking at the amount of technology. But I think the big sh two should but the given the pandemic this year, there are two devices. I think people ran out and got them, and I'm sure people got them in big numbers. Big shout out to the router and the Logitech C920. That's really upped the game, work from home game, because obviously the internet just craps out, or your video calls look horrible, your face looks horrible, so you ran out and bought a Maya bought out a webcam, all that stuff. But obviously more than that, people bought more computers and stuff. Obviously, so the MacBook Air came at a really good time, and all that good stuff. And obviously, you had other lots of really good devices. Really, I'm kind of don't know where to start from. I mean, this year has been phenomenally good in terms of, and I keep saying it's really good in terms of tech launches. So, yeah, I mean, just it's really good. Honestly, I think the fact that obviously that we were able to get through this whole year was, I think it's incredible. I'm kind of thankful. Honestly, I'm genuinely thankful that 2020 is over, and that obviously such a ridiculous and extraordinary year is coming to an end. I mean, I think if there was a chance to go back and do this whole year again, I'd probably say no, and I'll probably do everything I can. Well, I mean, you can't, you can't be like no. But oh well, I mean, let's hope that 2021 is a different year in general, and that obviously things are much better, and obviously lots of things go back to normal, and that obviously the world does go back to normal, inshallah, God willing. Because I mean, I think, oh, I mean, is this been crazy, really? Frankly, it's just been nuts. What can I say? Let's hope for the best. That's for sure. That's for sure. I mean, so yeah, what are my expectations of 2021? Real quick, probably. I think a little bit of what we experienced in 2020, real changes, I think they're just here to stay in 2021 for a bit. I mean, the world will kind of go back to normal soon. 5G will be everywhere. I think we'll start to see some serious uses of industrial 5G coming to light. And I don't know what else we probably have to mention here. Streaming will be center stage. I think we'll probably be streaming a lot like this past year. It'll just continue until next year too. That's 2021. And yeah, we probably have high refresh rate displays will be everywhere. Every other phone model out there will have a 90 Hz or 120 Hz display all the way. And fast charging is on all price tiers. You can't run away from it. Mid-band 5G is on all phones. So that's what I'm hoping for 2021 in terms of smartphones. Is that mid-band 5G is on every other mobile phone that you can buy on every budget. Fast charging is same, and obviously, what else can I expect? I mean, let's just hope they're better cameras. I mean, I think it'd be lovely if LiDAR scanning is like standard on lots of phones. I think that would help with AR and stuff. It'd help early on. So, yeah. And what about myself? I just hope that right now, I think this past year, I think is interesting. If my sister's listening back in Bahrain, I mean, shout out to Arisha. Obviously, hanging in there without me, it's not easy. This past year, I've just been in Karachi completely, and I think I've survived online classes, and obviously, this podcast has started, which is interesting. I think for 2021, what I want is I just want to get back to Bahrain because that's where I actually live. And obviously, everything I have is over there. And obviously, I got a lot of things. And obviously, I think if I get back, then I'll probably have a proper setup. And obviously, we'd start to probably take this whole podcasting forward and make it a big thing. And obviously, you'd be able to see a video version of me that's talking. And we'd actually review things, review tech, and obviously talk about it in general. So that's what I'd want. And then aside from that, my podcast, obviously, I just want that we'd probably get thousands of listeners, really, thousands of listens on our show. We'd want the thousands of folks to listen to it. And probably we'd do one or two extra podcasts on top of this. Probably this time next year, hopefully, we'd probably be sitting around with three shows every week, and I mean many times a week. I said 4 times a week. Full of podcasts, which I think is hard, but I think it will be doable in my own opinion, frankly, if you know what I'm talking about. So, and obviously, just how my studies is completed. I just want to get my A levels done, and obviously my university to get started because it's just been forever, frankly. It's just a lot of expectations, but yeah, just am I asking for a lot? Am I jinxing it? You never know. I mean, I hope something good happens next year. I'm not sitting there being like, okay, this and that and that and that and all my dreams come true and all, but no. But I do hope that at least with this podcast, we have like 1,000+ folks listening, which would be lovely. I mean, if you know someone who wants to listen to this, share it. That would help. But yeah, what do you think? How has your year gone so far? How's 2020 been for you? Let me know, message me, tweet back at me on Instagram. I'm and Twitter and Instagram and obviously TikTok if you're into that stuff. I'm at Sade underscore my own 99. That was the podcast for the year 2020. So yeah, we'll be back, locked and loaded, ready to take in 2020 with a bang. We're probably ending this with a good note. We'll be back probably well before the S21. Let me see our calendar once again. We won't have an episode next coming week and obviously next week. But we will be back on the 12th of January because we upload Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we'll be back on January 12th. So if you don't forget, I mean, we'll try to upload on January 12th. It'll probably come by very fast, inshallah. If God wills, then we'll get to that. Inshallah, probably be back uploading more and more twice a week podcasts. And obviously, again, another goal of 2021, aside from 1,000 listeners and listen downloads, we'd want to do two more podcasts to supplement this, so you have a bit of variety. And obviously, those who don't want to keep listening to me talk about phones and, drones and stuff, they can hear me talk about motivation and stuff, because I'm really good at talking a lots of things, and I could talk a wide variety of topics according to my father, my dad, big shout out to my pap, if he's listening. So yeah, so we'll be back, or obviously, as the Terminator said, I'll be back. I don't know how it went. I'll be back in 2021. So yeah, stay happy, stay safe, make the most of these last couple of days of 2020, plan for a better 2021, inshallah, hopefully it'll be amazing. But aside from that was the show. Thank you for listening. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And as always, stay safe, stay happy, take care of everybody, take care. And I'll see you in 2021, inshallah. All right, till then. Tibor Mount signing out. Have a great day. Ciao. Thanks for listening. Again, see you next year. Okay? Ciao. Thanks for listening.